This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who is on a two-day state visit to Israel, has reaffirmed that India stands firmly and with full conviction alongside Israel in the fight against terrorism. In a historic first, Prime Minister Modi addressed the Israeli parliament, the Knesset, becoming the first Indian Prime Minister to do so. In his address, he asserted that terrorism anywhere is a threat to peace everywhere and underlined India's strong resolve to combat the menace. His speech was applauded several times by Israeli lawmakers.
India stands with Israel firmly, with full conviction in this moment and beyond. No cause can justify the murder of civilians. Nothing can justify terrorism. India has also endured the pain of terrorism for a long time. We have consistent and uncompromising policy of zero tolerance for terrorism with no double standards.
Mr. Modi also highlighted India's rapid economic growth, saying the country is on track to become one of the world's top three economies. Prime Minister Modi was conferred with the Speaker of the Knesset Medal, the highest honor of the Israeli parliament, in recognition of his exceptional contribution to strengthening strategic ties between the two countries. He is the first foreign leader to receive the award. Earlier, the Prime Minister held a tete-a-tete with his Israeli counterpart, Benjamin Netanyahu, in Tel Aviv. The two leaders reviewed the full spectrum of bilateral relations and discussed expanding cooperation in water management, agriculture, technology and other key sectors. Today, the Prime Minister is scheduled to visit Yad Vashem in Jerusalem, where he will pay homage to victims of the Holocaust and participate in a brief prayer ceremony. He will also meet Israeli President Isaac Herzog, followed by delegation-level talks with Mr. Netanyahu, covering science and technology, innovation, defense and security, trade and investment, and people-to-people ties. During the talks, agreements are expected to be exchanged. In the final leg of his visit, Prime Minister Modi will interact with members of the Indian origin Jewish community before departing for India later in the day. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has crossed the historic milestone of 100 million followers on Instagram, becoming the first world leader and politician to achieve this feat on the platform. PM Modi joined Instagram in 2014. He has more than twice as many followers as US President Donald Trump on Instagram. The total count of followers of the next five major world leaders is lower than PM Modi's individual follower count. US President Donald Trump holds the second spot with 43.2 million followers. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Home Minister Amit Shah and Defense Minister Rajnath Singh have paid tributes to the great revolutionary freedom fighter Veer Savarkar on his death anniversary today. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi said, Veer Savarkar dedicated his life to freeing the country from the shackles of slavery. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said the synthetic content should not be generated without the consent of the person whose face, voice or personality has been used to create the content. He made these remarks while addressing a conclave in New Delhi this morning. Mr. Vaishnav said platforms must take responsibility for the content that is hosted by them. The Election Commission has issued notification for biennial polls for 37 Rajya Sabha seats in 10 states. Nominations can be filed from today till 5th of March. Polling will be held on the 16th of next month. 7 seats in Maharashtra, 6 seats in Tamil Nadu, 5 seats each in Bihar and West Bengal, 4 seats in Odisha, 3 seats in Assam, 2 seats each in Telangana, Chhattisgarh and Haryana, and 1 seat in Himachal Pradesh are falling vacant. In Chhattisgarh, two Maoists were killed in an encounter with security forces in Bijapur district today. Three rifles and other weapons and ammunition have been recovered from the spot. District Superintendent of Police, Dr. Jitendra Yadav, said a joint team of the security forces had launched a search operation after receiving information about the presence of Maoists in Indravati river area of Bijapur. And that is the end of this news bulletin.